20 dismissed Chitungwiza municipality workers who were arrested last Friday for staging a public protest at the council offices failed to appear in court today as expected because their papers were not in order. Ephraim Katsina, a representative of the dismissed workers, says police had initially opened one docket for all the 20 former workers accused of contravening a High Court order barring them from getting anywhere near council offices. It later emerged today that only three of the dismissed workers contravened that order. The former workers are currently out of police custody, awaiting the finalization of their court case. The dismissed council employees are camping at the municipal premises demanding their outstanding salaries backdating to 2014. Katsina tells Studio 7's Jonga Kandemiri the 234 former workers will continue to picket at the council offices until their demands are met.
We are waiting for a date so that they can appear in court.
What are they being charged with?
They are saying that these people were on an interdict, and they are saying that they are in a contempt of court. We are also saying that the only number of people who were on the interdict are three, and the other 17 are not on the interdict.
We understand that there was a court ruling that barred them from camping at the site. Are they going to continue camping at the site?
Yes, we know. We know very well that what the municipality is doing is unlawful. And we are saying that there are only 18 people who are on this interdict out of the number 234 former workers. Only 18 are on the interdict. And the former workers are saying that they are not going to throw in the towel. They are still going to continue camping at municipal offices because they are not paid anyway. They want their money. They want their 27-month salary arrears. So they will continue camping at municipal head office starting from tomorrow.
That was Ephraim Katsina, a representative of dismissed Chitungwiza Council workers, on the line with reporter Jonga Kandemiri.
20 people, mostly children and teens, are having free corrective surgery for cleft lip and cleft palate, courtesy of a United States-based non-profit organization which has brought a team of specialist surgeons and nurses for the first time to Bulawayo. Our correspondent Taurai Shaba brings us more.
Nurse Martha Pamire, a volunteer with Operation of Hope, told Studio 7 that the organization has been bringing voluntary surgeons and nurses to perform free corrective surgery for cleft lip and palate in Harare since 2006. The organization has brought the program to Bulawayo for the first time due to high demand. Surgery on some of the beneficiaries started at Mpilo Hospital yesterday and will end on Friday.
This is our first time in Bulawayo. Over these years, we have been doing it at Harare Hospital. We do cleft palate and cleft lip repairs.
Pamire said nearly 70 prospective clients turned up for screening and the organization had to take about a third of the people because of limited time in performing the operations. Five-year-old Juliana, the daughter of Rambisai Jengwa from Chivi in Masvingo province, was among the first to have the corrective surgery. Jengwa said she would never have been able to afford the surgery to correct her daughter's cleft lip, adding that she is very grateful to have the operation conducted for free. Chiwe Dziwa's son, two-year-old Kudakwashe Wove, who has a cleft lip and cleft palate, will also have corrective surgery. Dziwa, who lives in Zishavane in the Midlands province, said she had tried to have the surgery performed on her son under the same program in Harare last year, but failed because the team had left before she could get there. Dziwa is also grateful that this is being done for free. It costs a minimum of $3,000 to have corrective surgery for cleft lip and cleft palate, and most Zimbabweans cannot afford to pay such an amount. Jennifer Mora Trubenbach, Chief Executive Officer of Operation of Hope and team leader of the 10-member team, said her organization operates in needy developing countries and also seeks to impart skills to local health personnel.
We're more apt to go to a place where the need is very big and stay committed till we can train a local surgeon to do the surgery.
One child in every 850 is born with cleft lip and palate, which is believed to be a hereditary condition. Although those with the condition are normal, they often have speech defects and have problems eating, which sometimes affects their growth if it is not corrected. Reporting for Studio 7 from Bulawayo, this is Taurai Shaba.
In a related development, some Zimbabweans say they normally travel long distances to access healthcare in clinics and hospitals, despite constitutional provisions compelling the government to provide this basic right to its citizens. The Southern African nation is facing serious socio-economic problems, a situation that has resulted in various challenges in health institutions, including critical shortages of drugs and manpower like doctors and nurses. Villagers in Mutoko communal lands, Mashonaland East Province, are among millions of people with little access to health care. Our correspondent Patricia Mudadigwa visited the region and filed this report.
Chapter 4, subsection 75 of Zimbabwe's constitution clearly stipulates that every citizen and permanent resident has the right to have access to basic health care services, including reproductive health care. It states that the state must take reasonable legislative and other measures within the limits of the resources available to it to achieve the progressive realization of the rights set out in this section. However, contrary to this, most people in Zimbabwe, including Mutoko communal lands, have been struggling to access health care since independence from British rule in 1980. Indications are that the health sector in the country is deteriorating at alarming rates, with some hospitals having an unprecedented patient-doctor ratio of 1 is to 12,000 compared to the 1 is to 200 prescribed by the United Nations. Mutoka villager Tafumane Gubede is among thousands of people in the district who have to travel long distances to get health care at Karanda Mission Hospital in Mount Darwin.
There's no specialist doctors, especially for those who need operations. All the people who are supposed to be operated are transferred to Parinyat.
Another local resident, Philip Muyengwa, says although the government constructed many clinics in rural areas just after independence in 1980, most of the structures are now white elephants due to lack of manpower and drugs.
Access to health is still a challenge in this district. Even though the right to health is enshrined in the constitution, we have realized that most of the people, or a lot of the people in Mutoko district, are not affording to access health services, even primary health care. There is serious lack of doctors, especially specialist doctors. So a lot of people are traveling to Karanda also to access specialist facilities.
For Maria Mashangwe, the health sector in the country is deteriorating instead of improving.
Access to health is really difficult. People are dying from curable diseases. Our clinics here do not even have stop pains like paracetamol, or they are giving now our prescriptions. But we do not have money to buy the drugs at the pharmacies. The rights in the constitution are only there on paper, not for us rural folks. It's really difficult.
In 1985, the World Health Organization declared that the Zimbabwean healthcare system was among the best in the developing world. Health Minister David Parinyatwa was not reachable for comment. Reporting for Studio 7 in Mutoko, this is Patricia Mdadigwa.